is Dame Nancy Johnson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I feel so good, I've just finished planting some lovely fall asters. Now aster flowers can enliven the garden in late summer and early fall, and hopefully right until Thanksgiving or even later. When many blooms are fading, it's nice to have the bright colors around. These native perennials are essential late season nectar sources for many of our pollinators too. And here's how to grow some asters in your garden. Now the aster is an upright flowering plant which grows 1 to 6 feet tall. It has star-shaped flower heads ranging from purple to white to blue, and now there's all sorts of other ones like pink ones and yellow ones and all that. This perennial, they say, is best planted in the spring or the fall. Gives you a nice wide range there. The aster plant is versatile. Depending on its height, it's suitable for borders, rock gardens, or wildflower gardens. As well as being a valuable pollinator plant for bees and butterflies, its tasty seed heads are sought by cardinals, chickadees, finches, nuthatches, and many other seed eaters. So even though there's more than 600 aster species, the two most commonly found in Muskoka for home gardening are the New England aster and the New York aster. And several years ago, the aster genus was split into many, many genera, and it now covers most of Europe and Asia. Aster is well native to North America. However, it's nice to have them. Now, asters are most often bought, as they are this time of year, as a potted plant. And the best time to plant young asters is mid to late spring. Now, those are the little tiny ones. And look for asters in the perennial section of your garden center for the best selections. However, for the fall, full-grown and blooming asters can be found in garden centers now. They're just coming in, really. Plant them in pots or in the ground as soon as possible after purchasing them so they can get established before that first frost date. Now, fully grown asters, such as those available now, should be planted about 3 feet apart. They prefer areas with cool, moist summers. Well, hardly like this, but they like cool nights and in sites of the full to partial sun. In warmer climates, they really don't like that hot summer sun, so if they get a bit of shade, it's good. Give the plants plenty of water at the time you plant them, and add mulch after planting to help that soil keep cool and prevent the weeds from coming up. I've mentioned before, asters are highly attractive to pollinators, especially bees and butterflies, and it's at this time of year there's really not as much around as there was all summer. If less than 1 inch of rain falls per week, water the asters regularly. But do beware, many are sensitive to too much water. They'll lose their lower foliage or they won't flower very well. So watch for those signs of stress and try different watering methods if your plants are losing flowers. Stake the tall varieties in order to keep them from falling down. And one thing I haven't done and I keep telling myself I'm going to do every year is do pinch back or cut back your asters by 1/3 once or twice in the early summer. Now this will make them flower a lot shorter and make a bushier growth and more blooms. Mine tend to be very tall and straggly and have to be tied up all the time. In winter you can cut back the foliage, but more and more people are suggesting leave the foliage through the winter. It'll add some off-season of interest to your garden until the snow gets too deep, and the birds will really appreciate the seeds. Now note that aster flowers that are allowed to mature fully will reseed themselves, and the resulting asters may not bloom true to their color, but they should come up and bloom quite well. If you divide asters every 2 to 3 years in the spring, in the fall actually, to maintain your plant's vigor and quality. Cut asters are great for flower arrangements, and cut them just before the blooms begin to open. Vase life is 5 to 10 days, and those side shoots that the asters have will also continue to develop, and they can be cut for indoor arrangements once they're the size you like. Now, because of the asters' late bloom time, they're sometimes called Michaelmas daisies, which refer to a holiday of the same name that occurs annually on September 29th. Asters are one of September's birth flowers, and they were once burned to ward off serpents. The name Aster comes from the ancient Greek word for star, a reference to the Platt's star-shaped flowers. So do enjoy some asters, plant some if you like, or just totally enjoy them. And it's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a beautiful day.